The New York Public Library is now in possession of a literary archive which includes a trove of old baseball clippings, box scores, league leader stats. For example, the item about a World Series winning home run headlined LaSalle's Win on Hiskey Homer in Sixth. It even has a sketch of Brian Hiskey, catcher and hero of the St. Louis LaSalle's. The St. Louis LaSalle's, like the Cleveland Studebakers and four other teams, were franchises of the imagination of Jack Kerouac. The papers of Kerouac, the legendary Beat Generation writer, author of On the Road, have been acquired by the New York Public Library's Berg Collection of English and American Literature. Isaac Gewirtz is the curator. Mr. Gewirtz, how extensive was Jack Kerouac's imaginary baseball league?
It was quite extensive. It encompasses about 350 pages, about 200 cards, which were in two sets and which were combined in a complex way, the exact details of which we're not yet certain of. And among those hundreds of pages are the equivalent of scorecards and clippings that he himself created, almost an entire newspaper in one case, and accounts of not only games but financial dealings among the teams in his league. He had an All-Star game. He had a World Series. He kept track of who was the batting leader, who was the home run leader. There were financial rewards for each of those categories, as well as for lowest ERA for pitchers.
How old was Jack Kerouac when he was doing all this?
Well, he originated the game when he was 6 or 7, but from the evidence of the records kept, the earliest recorded evidence we have of his play handbills and of his actual recorded games date from when he was 14 years old.
And continued on until?
And continued on, apparently, at least until 1965, and probably until 1967, 2 years before his death. In 1965, he wrote a note to himself in magic marker, "Rules for Reinventing or Reinvigorating the Baseball Game." And he apparently carried around these notebooks with him.
Now, these baseball papers are only part of the Kerouac archive that the library has acquired. I just wonder, what value, though, is there in all this documentation of Kerouac's admittedly fascinating imaginary baseball league? But one could say this is all pretty trivial stuff.
Well, it's interesting on a superficial level. It's graphically interesting. He included cartoons and images that he himself created. But it shows the richness of his obsession. I think there was a need for him to isolate himself from the real world. Most young boys do that by immersing themselves in real sports, which he himself did as well. He was an athlete. But he had a need, I think, to create within that imaginary world of sports his own imaginary world.
Mr. Gewirtz, one other question about the Kerouac archive, not about baseball. It was often said, sometimes by critics of On the Road, that this was not writing, this was typing, someone said, and people who loved the novel loved it for what was said to be its complete spontaneity. It flew straight from the fingers of Kerouac right to the page. I gather the archives pretty well put the lie to that.
They did. I mean, it was Capote's famous remark that this is typing, not writing. And when you look at the versions of On the Road, you can see signs on every page of major emendations, reorganization of material. He was a very careful writer. The initial outburst, the spontaneity, was something he wanted to keep. That provided the propulsive force of his narrative, that conversational narrative, and that was important and vital to him, but it was reworked. I mean, it was art and not just spontaneous writing of some bop crazy.
Mr. Gewirtz, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Isaac Gewirtz is curator of the Berg Collection at the New York Public Library.